This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Here we go. Hour one, Cheesebag Nation on a Friday. We are live in Euless at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers, and we want to see you here. It's the best place to watch sports in DFW. We are honored to help introduce Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers to DFW, and if you come say hi, we got fellowship. You know, we got $3 Michelob Ultras, we got $4 Jameson shots. Okay. Ooh. And the liquor's already flowing. So let's have ourselves a time here over the next 5 hours talking sports, watching sports. It's a great tournament destination right here. Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers and Euless. Just got my second Diet Coke delivered. Okay.
Nice.
So things are trending in a great direction. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, Super Bowl champion. Here he's scouting them up live on the show. Of course, you have Lucius Alexander, and he is in attendance with us. A good afternoon to you, sir.
Hoorah.
Thanks for joining
us.
Yeah,
man.
Wolchuk and Chia Follower in the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us. 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Ruben Portillo, remote engineering. So salute to Ruben. Always good to have him on the scene with us. Okay, now speaking of being on the scene, behind a Chia Follow at his six is Clubber Lang and Rocky Balboa.
Incredible.
The combatants in maybe the greatest sports bout of all time.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Rocky III is a favorite. And I'll tell you, I'll never forget Mick not understanding what Rocky was doing. And then it was, hey, I'm just trying to tire him out.
Yeah.
And he's getting absolutely beat up.
Yeah.
And Clubber Lang just boom, boom, boom. And then at the end of the fight, Rocky just outsmarts him.
Yeah.
That's what it is right there.
Yeah. Survived probably 500 savage haymakers, really.
Like any other human being would probably have died.
The greatest jaw in the history of boxing is just 50 paces to my right.
How about that? And Indiana Jones just left.
That's right. Yes.
What? He just got
out of here. Did he have his satchel with him?
They're a trio.
He did. And he had the whip.
Oh, I bet he had the whip.
And I believe he had the little sidecar bit that that he used to do with Connery, right? Sean Connery?
Sean Connery.
Huh.
Dude, actually, Brian and I driving in, we saw the Red Bull car, and it made me think of when we were talking about the Wienermobiles and how small they are. This Red Bull car was also very, very tiny. I think that's just a thing for these cars. They're just tiny just to show everybody, hey, we're driving around, we're cruising, good advertisement.
I thought the Peanut Mobile had some length.
It does.
The Oscar Mayer Wiener car is very long.
The Wiener.
Yeah. That
small,
specific
though.
Vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah. One of them was very tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see him making a smaller version, though. You know?
Mini
fits wiener. Fits in parking spots a little bit better. More of a comfortable fit.
Yeah, that's true.
More of a daily
driver.
Hey, shout out to Sylvester Stallone, though, down there. He's doing his curls.
Yeah.
Is he? He's doing his curls. He's ripped up, bro. He's trying to play the part.
They're just nailing it.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah, the guns are out. You know?
And I was checking Indiana Jones for a flask.
Yeah.
I was looking, bro. I was like, are you really him?
Indiana Jones was a great franchise. I was more of a Rocky guy, and I do think Rocky III might have been the best. It definitely had the best line when, you know, I think it must have been round five or round six when Balboa finally bowed back up to him. And as the round ends, you know, the battling continues, and then they go nose to nose, and Rocky's like, "You ain't so bad.
You ain't so bad.
You ain't so bad.
You ain't so bad."
And that was the turning point of the fight. Okay, Duke's playing this afternoon. Cooper Flagg, the star attraction of the tournament so far. So great opportunity to come in here and watch the NBA's number one overall pick here. Try to get it done in college. Should be fun. Congrats are in order for the Aggies, who avoid the first round upset against Yale last night, much to Blake Elliott's chagrin.
But he can give his girlfriend back her T-shirt.
Yeah, he likes that, man. I guess that's the style, yeah. Wearing your girlfriend's stuff.
He does.
A little mid-dose.
It's usually opposite.
Gen Z for
usually you.
That's
have
the style.
Yeah, usually you lose your hoodies or shirts to females, but not Blake. He just takes them from his girlfriend. He goes on that side of her closet and just takes them out.
I think he likes it because it shows the mid-drift.
Yeah.
You know, he's absolutely. in his Zeke era.
He got it flaunted.
Just out of college.
Nothing like seeing a random hoodie popping up in your old lady's wardrobe, right?
Just a random hoodie.
Yeah. Who is this?
Boom. Where'd you get that one?
Oversized.
What is that?
Yeah, just got this out of storage, yeah. Huh? Yeah, congrats to Tech. Kerwin Walton pouring in 27. They hold off UNC Wilmington. Tech attempting an NCAA tournament record 46 trays. They didn't make a lot of them, but they made enough of them, and when it counted. But they were throwing some bricks there for a while, and Wilmington went ahead briefly with 14 minutes to play. So it was a little bit nervy there. And they'll take on Drake tomorrow.
Yeah.
Salute to you guys.
We got a crew coming with fan shirts on.
Oh,
this is awesome.
Our dog
this is
right
awesome.
Here.
The party is
right
on.
There.
Salute to you, sir. Thanks for toloing. Houston rolled up SIU Edwardsville. I don't know.
Huh?
When I saw SIU, I thought this might have been Southern Illinois University.
Yeah.
The Salukis.
The Salukis.
But I believe they were Cougars. I believe they were something else, and they had Edwardsville on them, but they got whacked by Houston, nearly doubled them up, 78-40. They'll face Gonzaga tomorrow. Bulldogs have reached a nine straight Sweet 16s there, so Mark Few has the boys playing well again, but not one of their finer outfits, so Houston's going to be significantly favored. Baylor beat Mississippi State this afternoon. We were watching this thing wrap up about 25 minutes ago. They got them 75-72.
Big 12 over the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what everybody's looking at right now, just SEC teams falling by the wayside after having a record-setting 14 teams in the tournament. So I know everybody was taking pride in that. My bracket, that stings mine, though, because I was leaning SEC, I believe.
I heard for you, man. I'm so sick of this SEC inflation.
Yes,
everybody
this
pretending
SEC
like they're
stuff.
So amazing.
Overhyped
oh,
as hell.
Here. Only
just means
two
more.
Teams didn't make
just means
it.
More.
Yeah, hold that L. I think the L should mean more, too.
Nah, it just means more.
Brian. Stars take a loss in a shootout against Tampa 3-2. The
should
final.
Have lost that thing last night.
Unbelievable.
The Smith played his ass off.
He sure did.
Had a chance to win that thing if you could just found a way to, you know, the overtime period was kind of not really what we've seen, like electric. But, man, I'll tell you what, the shootout, the Smith held his own. All it came down to, the Stars had a chance.
Rantanen couldn't make his.
Couldn't make it, yeah. And so, you know, you only get one point
the
out of
heck,
that.
Rantanen.
Yeah.
Defense doing a nice job lately.
Yeah,
the goals aren't flowing.
Bischel was incredible. And that's exactly what ticked off Pete DeBoer. It's like, hey, where is everybody else? Why are we relying on Leon Bischel, who's a rookie, and we've got our backup goalie who's having to stand on his head like, guys, where are you, Matt Duchesne? Where are you, Mason Marchman?
That's Gillespie made some saves
we
there,
need
too.
Well, he's fantastic, but let's go. I mean,
man,
guys.
That was we're lucky
the
to
time
get
is
that
now.
One.
Start playing your best hockey.
Thank you. That's a good take there from Woolchuck coming in hot as the Stars have lost 3 of 4. And, yes, you're right. Coach DeBoer is frustrated with how these guys are playing.
There's no bad points, but I'm really disappointed with our effort. So I don't have much more to say than that other than Casey DeSmith. I thought, you know, they were harder, hungrier, heavier than us, which is inexcusable this time of year. So, you know, we've been leaking a little bit over the last couple weeks. And, you know, tonight I think was probably about as bad as it's been.
Well, you never want your competition to be harder, hungrier, and heavier than you. That's
no.
a bad combination.
You can't give up all three of those in the battle. And you can just hear it in his voice how annoyed he is.
Well, and yes. DeBoer will pick his spots when he really wants to go after the team. So hopefully they take notice of this and they can turn it around. Because, look, they're still in good position. I think, obviously, it's a collision course with the Avs in the first round. They're not going to catch up with Winnipeg. But they need to start ascending going into the postseason. As you mentioned, they're leaking here in the last couple of weeks. They got to find a way to get this thing going.
Is this smelling yourself too much after the trade kind of deal? Because you were the talk of the town. Everybody's like, oh, Stars are a wagon. Here they come. Watch out, West.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start slipping a little bit.
Could be, you know, could be your shift in the lines, you know, could just be you've had a great year and you're primed for a letdown here. I think part of me wants to say maybe this is good that you are going through this at this point, allowing you to get sharp maybe for the final 2 weeks of the regular season, have this letdown to really remind you of, you know, where your weaknesses are and what you need to be focused on. But you could end up easily losing home ice advantage to the Avs in the first round as a result.
They could catch you.
Yeah. Okay, afternoon spring hockey tomorrow, 1 o'clock versus Philadelphia there at the AAC. Detroit Pistons rolling into the AAC tonight. They are 39-31, led by Arlington's Cade Cunningham. They're a credible playoff team. Could be one of the most under-the-radar stars in this league, Cunningham. He reminds me of D-Wade. That's what I think we're looking at here with Cunningham. That's how good this guy is. Had the triple-double with the game-winning three the other night in a win against Miami.
Yep.
So he's the real deal. I look forward to watching him tonight, and hopefully he can do enough to make sure the Mavs take the L. Here comes Bronny, 17 points in Laker loss last night. Lakers missing half their players because of injuries, so he had to play a lot. At one point, he cooked Giannis. He did lose the ball when he got into the paint, but he was 7 of 10 with 5 assists, 3 rebounds. Before this game, he was shooting 26% from the floor on 21 appearances, so maybe this is a turning point. In this rookie year, he did shoot 43% from the floor in the G League. So maybe just an adjustment. That would be a cool story if he could figure out a way to have a credible NBA career. Okay, Kamar Rocker was good enough last night apparently to overcome everything that went wrong for him in his previous three outings. He did give up 2 runs in 4 2/3, so close to a quality start. Did give up a Bomski. That was the 2 runs. Had a couple of walks, but 8 strikeouts. So they liked it a lot better, and apparently they're talking about it's Vandy time here in the starting rotation.
Hey, let's get excited. They need somebody to step up here, and I hope that it is Rocker. He looked good in his few starts at the end of last season. So I guess this is like what they talk about with spring training. The highs, don't ride them too much. The lows, let's not overreact. But 8 Ks, I'll take that.
Dude, 8 Ks and 4 2/3. You are missing bats at that point in a big-time way, and that's the quality. What is it, that pitch that he's got, the slider? Like one of the most unhittable pitches in all of baseball.
He's got wicked movement.
Pastry Chef Eric.
Pastry Chef Eric with his Baltimore shirt on.
I heard the boys. I don't even have to look. I heard the boys. I heard him before he even walked
in. Put your laptops up.
Yeah.
What's up, Dave?
Good to see you.
Good to see
you.
We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers here in Euless. All right, so I guess the only other thing to say about that story is if they underperform, Patrick Corbin is getting ready. You know, Patrick Corbin is preparing. He's ramping up. If Leiter or Rocker kind of fail there in that first couple of times through the rotation, you're going to have the veteran coming through that can give you a nice, steady 5.5 ERA.
Yeah, just innings eater. That's really what he is right now. And then hopefully you just score all the runs, and it won't be an issue that he gives up 6.
Evan Grant and the Rangers writers were asking Bruce Bochy about this being the final year of his contract. He said, you know, my focus is on the team here, and I love this group of guys. That's been his vibe this go-around, as Will Chambers has now entered the building in his Kentucky Wildcats.
I think Will
3/4 zip, looking sharp there.
Will might not change his.
Will Bobby's in the back over there.
Over the course of the 3
just
days,
swimming in whiskey.
Yeah.
I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he just wears the same thing.
That's his uniform right there. He is ready to rock and watch some college basketball with you. Come fellowship with Will Chambers. Okay, but yeah, Bochy said the focus is on the team, and he loves this group of guys and all this, which is notable because in 2020, he was the final year of his contract, and he let it be known in the press, and he talked with his guys and the Giants like, hey, this is my last go-around. So he doesn't know, I think, is where we're at right now with Bochy. But I read this article last week of last time he tried to retire. He was just like, he was literally the guy that was kind of antsy and didn't know what to do with himself and really missed it. So as soon as the Rangers came sniffing, his wife knew, oh, Bruce is going to go manage again. I think it's just like how energetic and how burnt out do you feel at the end of the season? I think it's probably just year to year for Bruce, and he doesn't want to speak on what he's going to feel like in 6 months.
Yeah. He's got too much self-awareness to get ahead of himself. He knows that he's locked in for the season right now, and we'll worry about October in October. We'll worry about November in November. And so I love having him as the captain of this particular ship, and the track record of him the year in between championships, you know, it's not great, but then he comes back and he understands the right buttons to press to get his team where they want to go. So I couldn't be more excited about the start of the season.
Yeah, very excited about where this thing could be headed. And, the idea that Boach sticks around long-term is great. They do have some good candidates. I was reading Evan Grant wrote about the candidates the other day. And, you know, you got Will Venables and you got Shoemaker, 2023.
Yeah, Shoemaker. Yeah, so, yeah. Like, Skip, they just brought in, and he's going to be with the organization. So they're in a really good spot. Like, hopefully, Boach, you can go ahead and manage as long as you want, bro. This is your home. But what would be probably the lead candidate for most other teams, you've already got in-house in Skip Shoemaker, so he'd be ready to slide in there.
Yeah, it's really perfect because we thought it was going to be Venables. And the idea that Venables said, yeah, I'm not going to wait this Bochy thing out because it's hard to say how much longer he's going to go, but you'd probably rather pass it off from Bochy to Shoemaker.
Yeah.
Looks like they could take Cooper Flagg out right now.
Wow, 13-2 already?
They could take me out of drinking these fireball shots. Holy shit.
Brian just put the fireball down. You want to? I'll go and let's get the first tequila shot.
Oh, I thought you'd already done yours. That's
did
why
not. I was waiting till after
shots.
The break.
Talk about a teammate right
the
there.
The 360's already said it's Wolchuk nicks the dinner. But no, I made a plan with Brian.
Yeah.
Got DD Brian, although I don't know if the DD's going to work out.
No,
we'll
I can't do that a lot, but we're going to try.
You're right.
We're going to try.
All right, yeah. Put some hair on your chest.
That one didn't go down as good as it normally do.
Isn't that like a?
It's actually Jim Beam.
Isn't that like a 40 proof shot, Brian?
It's candy.
Yeah,
it's got sugar and cinnamon.
Okay.
Acting like you're drinking Everclear over there.
Do you want me to try and not drink, or do you want me to drink?
No, I do. Yeah, honestly, let's be encouraging for Brian.
Yeah, nice job, Brian.
I mean, way to work. Way to play. Way to fight that fireball shot.
Brian. I'm usually the guy watchdogging everybody else.
Yeah, my bad.
I got watchdog there.
No, you're right. No, you're just warming up right now. You're going to be on fire.
Are you pacing yourself, Lucius, or are you just waiting on the fancy tequila?
Probably waiting on the fancy stuff. I'll sip it slow, too, by the way. I'm not going to rush it.
That's probably the right way to do this.
That's what I tell myself.
I overly
when you
rush
first sit down
it,
at the bar, that's what you tell yourself. Four shots later, you're like, oh, man, what happened?
I am my own worst enemy.
I rushed it.
It's $3 Michelob Ultra pints on special here at Cold Beers and Cheeseburger. It's $4 Jameson shots on special as we're watching the tournament and hanging out with you, fellowshipping on a Friday.
Wolchek's headset's already jacked up.
Big board report, three players that could be surprise first rounders for your Cowboys. Coming up next, The Nation. Well, thank you very much, Kevin Walker, in for Lucius Alexander. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers, and K-Dub is in for Lucius because Lucius is with us today, part of the party, as we're taking in the NCAA tournament. And thank you for making us part of your day. Please join us. Okay, got an NFL draft big board report here for you, Brian. We have three players who could be surprise picks for the Cowboys. Salute to your guy, Brian Martin, over there blogging the boys. Let me ask you about tight end Tyler Warren, Penn State. Could it happen? Would you like to see it happen?
Yeah, Tyler Warren is probably a guy that when the first tight end off the board will be him. You watch him play, and he's one of these guys that kind of is – plays well at the point of attack, plays well on the move. He's a guy who understands how to kind of push off, kind of find space. You know, he does a lot of things. They snap him the ball directly, let him run down on the goal line. He catches the ball extremely well. I don't know if Dallas would take it. It would be a surprise at 12 if they took him, but he is going to clearly go in the first round. He's going to be the first tight end, I believe, off the board, but really a player that could do a lot of different things for you where he lines up. and then how he's able to function.
I could go with the concept of, hey, you need playmakers in the passing game. You need to help your run game. Why not tight end? Does he fit that bill? Can he help you in both?
I think so. The blocking, I wish it was just a little bit better sustained, but the initial punch that he has when he gets to his guy, he can get a little bit of movement when you talk about the inline stuff. So, yeah, him as a move guy, as an inline guy, well enough as a blocker. But the pass catching and the route running is really what he does the absolute best.
All right. We got round two popping up here. But, I think Tyler Warren's just an all-around badass. I've got him as the seventh best player on my board. And I think you could advocate why it makes sense to take him. What's Dak Prescott's best throw? The seam. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know what? You could argue he's better than some of these wide receivers.
Yeah.
So, if you want to line up and have him and Jake Ferguson like the old school Patriots did with Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski,
yes,
and let's go ahead and just dominate the middle of the field, and we got two really good pass-catching tight ends, that would make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, and a lot of these teams that want to run it like to run it in 12 and then do play action to tight ends,
sure,
and it's a very successful recipe for a lot of teams. If they wanted to go that direction, I'd be excited. But at 12 with a tight end, I need a guy that's got the potential to be the star. You know,
well,
are we looking at that?
He's got some ability. You know, he could be a guy that could be a featured guy. But, yeah, there's several of these tight ends, though. Maybe not. I really do like Mason Taylor from LSU. I think that there's some people going to fall in love with him. Maybe a little bit better blocker than what you get, you know, with Warren, but still the hands and all that. Either one of those guys I think would be a really, really good fit for a lot of teams.
Fergie, nice player. You know, Scooney, decent project. You'd be fine if you do nothing at tight end. But if you did want to add a player, I think that would be fun. We're looking at three players that could be surprise picks for your Cowboys at number 12. The left tackle, Josh Simmons, Ohio State, is one that would get me very excited. You know,
we did a mock draft yesterday on DallasCowboys.com with the draft show, and Josh Simmons went all the way down through the draft into the second round. So, surprise. But the thing too happened with Campbell as well, the LSU tackle. I think what we're starting to learn is these teams are not really sure. That's why Minbau from Missouri, that's why he's probably getting elevated up the board in a lot of ways. Because there's just this uncertainty with the tackles at this draft.
He's the injured guy.
Yeah, this is Simmons. He's coming off the patella. Talked to three different teams. Everybody's saying that he's good to go.
He's a better prospect than what Guyton was a year ago. I don't think there's any doubt about that, Brian. I think we both have him as the top tackle.
Yeah.
In the class, I just would be stunned if they went that route. I think if they're looking at taking a lineman, it's probably one of these guys that could play guard. Because I just don't see them, unless they have plans to move on from Steele, which I don't think that they do, I just don't think they're going to give up on Tyler Guyton after a year.
Ever given up on Steele? You think Steele's going to lock in with another long-term contract
I
think he's going to finish out. I think he's going to finish out.
I think he's going to be better off with the new offensive line coach.
We go to defensive tackle Kenneth Grant from Michigan. That would be quite a surprise, but if he can really hold that down, that might be a real missing piece for your defensive line.
Kenneth Grant, when you start to talk about with Graham being the top tackle off the board, he plays more as a three, can play as a one. He's a guy probably in the top eight of the draft, but I'll tell you what, this kid, when you look at Grant and what he could do, how he moves, these Michigan guys are doing a much better job of playing up the field, being disruptive. Grant's that kind of guy. I believe he would absolutely start at one for you. Over Mozzie Smith, if given the opportunity.
I wonder how they look at Mozzie right now. Are they Dunsky, or are they like thinking last chance?
I think we're in the last chance mode,
I don't think you cannot go into the season with him as your projected starter.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do that.
Yeah.
I would love for them to be able to grab one of these one technique guys that, you know, Grant or Collins from Texas, West from Indiana.
Are these second, third round type?
These are all the Collins group. I think that some of these defensive tackles, the ones, I've got them in the fourth. They're probably likely going to go in the third, but there's going to be a run on these dudes because they're all those big body guys that can actually rush the passer pretty well.
Did we see a shift in the balance of power in the West last night? Steph Curry left the game against Toronto after a fall beneath the basket, grabbing his lower back in pain. It didn't look like one that would be like an oh my goodness, but his reaction was an oh my goodness. Warriors ruled out Curry with a pelvic contusion. So you land on your butt and you bruise your pelvis. There was no foul called on the play, led to the injury. Prior to the fall, Curry had scored 17 on 6 of 8 shooting, 2 of 4 from deep. He was getting MVP chants from the crowd. He had just missed a game for load management Tuesday night against the Bucks, but it looks like he's going to definitely miss some more, and he might be breaking down a little bit. So we shall see. I don't know who I'm rooting for in the West now that you eliminate the Mavs. I think I was heading towards the Warriors.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Warriors are a team. Some people are just so out on them because of the runs that they went on. But I think there's been a big enough gap to where this is kind of cool, a new look Warriors, so to speak. And you know, it's kind of their last ride. But a lot of people hate Draymond and stuff so much that they just can't root for him. But can't root for OKC. That feels weird.
No,
definitely can't root for the Lakers. Unless I mean, actually, I do think there's plenty of Mavs fans that are just because of their love for Luka. Yeah. They just any Laker hate is now to the side, and they just want to see Luka do it.
Well, let's see Lucius Alexander deliver the G-Bag of the Day live from Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless. Here's L.A.
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, Dawson, you might not be a fan of this, what I'm about to say, but I wouldn't mind seeing the Lakers do it, especially with the Luka drama.
Me either.
I want to see you. I want to see the egg on your face. I want you to feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know
I get that. I get that. Yeah. I
understand.
I'm sorry. It's going to be a tough time for Broadus and Woolchuck and everybody because they keep bringing shots over here already.
Yeah, we're 2 in, so we'll see. We're going to try pace ourselves. I need to stay hydrated. I need to get a water over
here. You
need
to stay hyped. You know,
I'm gonna try.
Yeah,
I see this guy in the blue. This guy in the blue over there looking like he's gonna.
Dawson wants you to crash out. Put a battery on your back and everything.
I'm cool with it, man. My wife and mother will be so ticked off, but anything for the show.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game right there. All right, let's get this started. Our winner and champ of G Bag of the Day so far comes from an audio that we played during Toxic Tuesday during LA Live broadcasting blunders. There was a softball home plate umpire. He took a softball right to the family jewels, right to the Nats. Sure did. And in front of everybody, families and everybody out there. It's a girl. I mean, it's a softball game, so it's a girl softball game. And this is what it sounded like.
It's a girl.
Man up.
Yeah. Thompson said man up.
He said man up. Yeah, he and Rick Riz need to listen to the hockey announcer, what he did.
Bleep. Yeah.
That's all you get from me.
Yeah, you're right about that, man. I felt bad for him moaning on the ground because if you've been hit there, it's uncontrollable pain. There's nothing you can do about it. You try not to react. But
you hear the contact.
And there's nothing soft about a softball.
It's bad.
It's just as hard as a
baseball. It's so big, so the circumference area is so big.
It's hitting everything.
Gosh. I think you need to invest in a better cup.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What are we doing there? Are we not wearing one though?
Yeah. It's some pain tolerance.
I don't know, but he's. it, come on, man. It's
bad. Sound
and
like
not
a
so
whale.
Much trust on that. Definitely. Not so much trust on the catcher too. Either.
No, but don't trust them. It was a ladies' game too, which makes it probably even worse. All these they're like, oh my god, he got hit there.
I don't think I'm ever umping a game again after that.
Yeah,
I'm retiring on the spot.
I'm hanging up the cup.
I'm good here. I'm standing up and walking off to the car, and I'm just.
You ain't walking. He might be crawling. Might be waddling.
And he waddled away. Waddle.
Tracy Morgan with the wheelchair, bro.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. You guys were talking about the Dallas Stars. Pretty down on them right now, but I have a Spanish call.
Ooh, okay.
I have a goal. Is that Miro Heiskanen? You're looking at it.
Miro Heiskanen.
I'm talking about teamwork right there.
Nailed got it. You.
Yeah, he scored a goal, and we got a Spanish call. You know, they always put the good sauce on it.
They do.
We be in.
Ahora está Ropa Hintz. ¡Ahí! ¡Ahí está Nico Suárez! ¡Gol!
Hey. Okay.
¡Gol!
That man can hold his breath forever, bro.
It wasn't even a game winner, was that
Noche Mexicana the other night? I think it was Michael Granlund.
I think that was the Granlund game winner.
Yeah, that was the Granlund game winner. Okay, there we go.
That's a golazo.
Look at y'all knowing things.
The golazo. We try to know things every once in a while. I won't know things in about 30 minutes.
Impresionante, Walchuk.
Gracias, mi amigo.
Would that be Miguel Granlund?
Miguel?
Yeah.
Oh, Miguel Granlund.
Appropriate, yeah.
Let's see here. What else I got? Glad you feeling like talking, Dawson, because I got something for you.
Bring it.
Eric was talking about Fit Fred. Fit Fred is from the Fan After Dark show. Dawson got distracted because I like to watch a little college women's basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Iowa State is getting ready to start their thing out there, and they got a player named Audie Crooks. Audie Crooks.
Look, I noticed you watching those D3 games yesterday.
I'll be watching all
that's the honey hole right there, dude.
Yeah.
D3.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of shorties running around. You know,
that's where the talent is.
Like here in D1, it's you know, no disrespect, it's 6'3", 195.
Amazon.
You know,
everybody's down there got a wagon D3, in D3.
It's like, whoa, okay.
Not you calling me out,
different,
bro.
Different kind of spectating going
not
on here.
Not you got that scout's eye.
It is a starting 5.5.
Now you know what I'm doing. All right, yeah, Eric was talking about Fit Fred. Dawson got distracted by Iowa State's Audie Crooks, and Dawson crashed on out, bro.
And his sleep schedule has to be out of whack. He's on roofs by day. He's at the mic by night. He's flying home, probably getting a second helping at McDonald's after the initial 6 o'clock run through the drive-thru.
Crushing it.
And still, you know, looking respectable.
Yeah.
How about this guy?
It all goes to his head.
It does. How about this gal at Iowa State, though? How many McDonald's meals a day you think she's getting?
Oh, no.
I saw Kendrick Perkins playing earlier. Was that somebody else?
No, she's a good player.
She was just on Lucius's screen over here. They're covering her in the pregame.
Oh, man.
They had to go with a wide shot.
They covered her.
There are some big girls out here that got skills and fancy feet. Her and the gal at Washington, bro.
Dawson crashed out, bro.
Yeah, my bad.
Skills and fancy feet.
Turn the wheel.
Don't they got they can turn. They're like
they got moves.
They're like Zach Randolph's
she's
out there.
Work. She puts in work, bro.
Dancing bear.
Dancing soft touch.
Dancing bear. Let's see. Your man Mamu down there in San Antonio.
Yeah.
He was having his way last night. Now, I don't expect you to know this guy. He's on the bench all the time.
No idea who Mamu is.
You don't know who Mamu is?
That guy his full last name.
No, I can't. it's Mamu. That's what they were saying on the announcement. That's all I'm saying.
We're going with Mamu.
I heard him try a few times when they stumbled. I said, I know I can't do it. Nope.
And they've got a pronouncer.
Yes, and I'm saying, bro. Yeah, he had a career high last night. 34 points on 13 of 14 shooting.
Dang,
that
dude.
Man was having his way, 7-7 from the three. That type of stuff right there would make teams fall out with each other.
Yeah.
Even in a pickup game. If there's another dude over there taking that many shots and making them, you hit him. Hey, let's switch up.
Yeah.
You got him?
You take him. No, you take him.
Thought you said you had him, bro.
I thought you said that's you. I don't got him. You got him. No, please, you take him. I insist.
Whole teams could fall apart with somebody shooting like
that. I don't need him.
And he only did it in 19 minutes.
Wow.
So he had
like David Irving.
I don't know if this is his first time he was interviewed after the game. Not sure.
Wow.
But Flavor Flav pops up anywhere like Chris Arnold. Mm-hmm. He popped up there on Mamu's on the court interview.
The way that you were shooting tonight, could you have shot it with your eyes closed and it still would have gone in?
Probably not, but... You know, it felt amazing. Thank you to my teammates for trusting me, coaching staff, everybody. I'm so excited. My family is here. My father here, my brother here. It's an unbelievable night. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. We love you guys.
Flav, have you ever seen a shooting performance like this before?
Hey, let me tell you something. I don't care what nobody say. My man is on fire.
Flav, Sandro, Mamu, Kalashvili, everybody give Mamu their flowers tonight. He earned them. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, he said it. Mamu, Kalashvili.
What? You did it?
Yeah, Mamu, Kalashvili.
There you go.
Mamu, Kalashvili.
That sounds like a hooper.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he does. That's one name.
Yeah,
that's his last name.
Sandro, right?
That is Sandro's his first name.
Sandro, yeah.
It's not Manu like Manu.
Right.
That's the first two syllables. You got three names in one for a last name, Lucius.
Incredible. Poor guy.
And that gets him nominated for G-Bag of the Day, along with a historic shooting performance, 7 of 7 from distance. Holy cow. 33 points, I think, in 19 minutes. Is it our umpire, our one-time champ? Is it the Spanish call of the Michael Granlund goal? Is it commentary in the Iowa State biggin? Or is it Mama with the Spurs? That's tough. All these are fantastic. Let me go with the Spanish call there, Chief. How about you?
I'm going with you, Dawson.
I'm going with you.
Iowa State.
Okay.
Lucius?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to leave you with that.
You. All right. Wolchuk?
You.
I'm going to go with the champ here.
Brand.
Dawson.
By a score of 3-1-1. And your new G-Bag Today champion. It's our commentary, the Iowa State post.
Don't get in trouble for that, bro.
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I thought Chief was the star of the show. You know, funny jokes.
Oh, both of you
the
wide guys.
Shot didn't say anything about getting on all fours and barking at the moon.
Oh. We're early in the program today.
Yeah. We're just broadcasting, honey.
We're just having fun. It's just boys will be boys.
We're live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. Where are we going next, Chief?
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub next right here on The Fan.
Well, it's always a victory when you're with Trajan Wealth. That's T-R-A-J-A-N. Bet on the game, not your retirement. Give Trajan Wealth a call today. You can set up a free consultation. Number to call, 469-579-3500. That's 469-579-3500. You can also check them out across DFW. They've got locations in Frisco, Arlington, Southlake, Fort Worth, and McKinney, Eric.
That's right, Wolchuk. Trajan Wealth is just around the corner or a click away. You can check them out at trajanwealth.com. Schedule that free no obligation consultation, because at Trajan Wealth, your needs come first. They're a fiduciary firm, so they're going to be prioritizing your financial well-being above all else. And when you succeed, they succeed, so they want to see you win, and they're in this with you. Trajan Wealth is also family-owned. They're veteran-led. They brought decades of experience to the table, and their team of advisors actually specialize in helping individuals in or nearing retirement. I mean, my goodness, trying to navigate the complexities of today's financial landscape. We all know that could be absolutely daunting, but great news for all of us. Trajan Wealth is here to help. 469-579-3500. That's 469-579-3500. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Paid advertisement.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you, Kevin Walker, in for Lucius today, who's joined us live here at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. We'd love to see you come by Fellowship. NFL News today is coming up at 3 o'clock. Here's Chief with your biggest L's and biggest dubs.
That's right, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. All right, we start in the 214 with our buddy Woody, still sober, off the benzos, big dub, and OU softball 27-0, going for their fifth straight natty.
Yeah, they dominate.
They're
bro.
No joke.
I did not realize
they
it was
absolutely no joke.
An undefeated run that they were on.
Yeah,
it's a John Wooden UCLA type of run they're on there.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Norman. Yeah.
Well, congratulations to them. Congratulations to Woody. That's a huge victory. And the 817, we also still have a sober friend, our buddy R-Dub in Argyle. He is still sober. He's calling it day 11. Maybe there was a setback in there. It was day 11.
Did he reset?
I think R-Dub had been on a pretty
he
nice,
said, he
maybe
said 200 days
months?
Off the booze and loving new life. Love you.
Did R-Dub R-Dub do a radio show? A Slow Jams radio show? Is this the same guy? Is R-Dub?
R-Dub?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if he... I don't
That's
know if
my
he
mind
is.
Goes to immediately, though.
Perhaps.
R-Dub.
Okay. I always go to Roy White. Show.
I'm sorry. I confused R-Dub text 3. With Rodeo Ron's.
Oh, okay. That's right. Oh.
That's what I did. Okay. So my apologies to R-Dub. 200 days strong. Killing it. Loving his new
Can
life.
We shorten our poor guy.
Poor sorry about that.
Poor guy. Well, did you have a setback only 11 days?
Sorry about that.
Oh, my gosh.
Is poor guy listening?
Poor guy walking.
Hey, it's tournament time. You know, hey, we got to get a little liquored up.
No, R-Dub's a hilarious dude. I think he'll appreciate the gaff there. But we love you, R-Dub. Congratulations.
Nice poor guy walked into the kitchen and poured himself one after that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
His
mom called.
They don't care about
it. I heard on the radio that you're drinking again.
They already have
11 days, son.
Jeez.
Ah, yeah, Rodeo Ron is on day 11, so salute to him.
Good for him.
Biggest,
good work.
Biggest L, he says, since changing my diets and all the meds, my personal gas is so bad, everyone seems to run away.
I
so
know the feeling.
That's, I mean, when you kind of short-circuit the body in any way, either direction,
yeah. Oh yeah,
It's going to rebel. It's going to get you in a huge way.
I mean, in fairness, it might have been that way all along. He just didn't notice because he was hammered. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You notice different.
Yeah,
you go sober.
It's the way
you
to be, baby.
You just uh-huh. become more aware yeah. of all the things that have been true for many, many years.
Wait, I got bad farts?
That's crazy.
It's stanky.
Happy Gilmore 2. We got the teaser this week, and we got the official release date. So Happy Gilmore fans, like we all are, I believe. Big dub for us. Friday, July 25th. Collision Course with Netflix. So we'll see how that one goes. I think the trailer was a little underwhelming. Part of me was like, I need to go back and look at the first trailer for the first one.
Yeah.
And see how that one set the table for what ended up being an unbelievably awesome movie. Hopefully this one lives up Whew. To the hype. That's a challenge.
I don't trust Adam Sandler to pull this off, and yeah. I'm hoping that my low expectations will save the experience for me.
Yeah, go into it with low expectations. Usually the sequels aren't as good.
I mean, I'm expecting it to get a little goofy and silly, you know?
Right.
Like, it was art. The first one was art. They were in character.
Yes.
They were doing silly and goofy things, but they were crushing as actors.
Super original.
Yeah.
It's hard to... When you hit something, it really just speaks to how dominant the first one was when you're always worried that the second one won't live up to it. Because everybody understands when you hit the perfect notes of movie perfection, especially from a comedic standpoint, you can't just copy and paste that.
Yeah.
You can't.
You see what happened to Coming to America, too.
See?
Yeah.
You can think about that. That great show Deadwood on HBO, when they did the movie like 5 years ago, it was something stinks.
Hope Peaky Blinders isn't like that, because they got the Peaky Blinders movie coming out soon.
469 Big L was on my way home to use the bathroom. Front door lock busted and had to hire a locksmith. $500 later, I'm sitting here now. Big Dub, though, he says, father-in-law bought us some new living room furniture. Hey, that is a huge come-up, dude.
Yeah.
You start thinking about furniture.
Yeah, your posture changes.
Oh, my goodness. I can't get over just how expensive it is. Wow, what a victory.
With this.
Gaylord Choppy.
He has arrived.
Arriving at Cold Beers.
All of his glory. On a weekend.
And cheeseburgers. Look at that. Okay, this is great. This is
RJ
great.
Is here. Bobby was here.
Bobby is already...
Bobby left. But Will is back there with his crew.
Pastry chef Eric's back there.
Enjoy I love yourself. Bobby went from the bar to go pick up... I believe he was picking up daughter.
Don't switch him.
From school.
Come on, dude. Be a bro.
Truth be told, he really... He was dry today. He was dry. He really didn't drink. He did not drink.
I try to slow him down, man.
I can confirm he did not drink. He did enjoy the buffalo chicken egg rolls, though. That's for sure.
I tried to slow him down. Hey, how about Jeff Passan? Can I give him some love on a big dub this week?
Please.
He saved Jackie Robinson from being erased. From the DOD.
So was he the whistleblower, so to speak, on that?
Was beat. He the one who woke everybody up to say, hey, this is what happened over here.
Wow.
And then they put him back on there. So Jeff Passan.
Nice work.
Bravo Zulu to you, sir.
Using his platform. We got 972 Alex in Fort Worth, sober from heaters for the last 15 days.
Oh.
He's got the carpool number upside down.
I do promise Bobby did not drink.
You're good to go.
Sure
if you made
he
it 15 days.
Yeah. I did not see him drink.
He did not drink today. Because Bobby can't leave when he drinks. He would have been here all
stayed.
Day.
Can't.
He would have been here until they closed.
If Bobby
the
had
place
a drink,
down.
I've had 4 in 30 seconds.
He'll order them an Uber and have them meet him here.
Line them up.
It's phenomenal. So Alex is sober from heaters for the last 15 days. He's usually a 2-pack-a-day kind of guy.
Wow.
For the last 50-plus years.
That's a lot of heaters.
He's about to have some money back in his pocket.
2 packs a day?
2 packs a day.
For 50 years?
Jeez.
2 packs a day. It sounds like my grandmother.
I'd keep going. For 50 years, I'd keep going. Keep going.
Well, congrats. At 15 days, you're in the clear. You have broken the habit. You have broken the chemical dependency. The only thing that can get you now is the thought that you could have just one.
A beer.
Famous last words.
A beer. You start drinking a little bit. Like, man, that's cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
Hot
just while I'm drinking. Just while I'm drinking.
Just while I'm drinking.
Yeah.
If you've been smoking for 50 years, don't you just keep going?
Not necessarily, because who knows what he's got going on health-wise that are like, hey, you are on the doorstep of not being able to breathe.
The damage is done.
maybe there's a grandchild that stopped my dad.
That's right.
That salvaged him. He said, I
thought
can't
the fact that he almost
the
burned the house down stopped
him. Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, he didn't care about that. But when it came about, hey, we don't want you smoking around the granddaughter, he just said, all right, well, I'm going to pivot here.
I'll tighten up.
Yeah.
Big L to Starbucks.
We're down here.
Did you guys see this headline?
Starbucks
ordered to pay $50 million to delivery driver who suffered, quote-unquote, debilitating nerve damage to his schwanz after spilling hot drinks on his lap.
$50 million.
What happened? We spilled coffee 1 year at McDonald's, and had, I think it was three.
Yeah.
Is that what the jury awarded him? Because it hasn't went all the way through, right? That's what the jury is saying.
Punitive damages things.
They're going to chop that down.
Yeah, I think Starbucks, I was listening to the morning show talk about this. I think they originally offered like $20 or $30
million. Yes.
And he turned it down.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
So he's a big – I mean, that was smart. Smart play on his part.
Cocky guy.
Literally.
Used to be.
Cocky guy.
Yeah. I spilled just a little bit of coffee on my thigh the other day driving, and I was surprised at how painful it was.
Oh, he said, dude.
Oh, my God.
That scorched. The worst thing I ever did was whenever I was trying to do keto for a little while, and I squirted the like the MCT oil into like a QT coffee.
That's
with
right.
their like styrofoam kind of cup, and it just bled through and started cooking the cup in my lap I'm driving. I mean, a complete and utter disaster. I was actually on the way to do Sean and RJ that morning. It's like 5 a.m. Just cooking in my car.
I'd have sued the oil people. You should have warned me about that.
I really should have.
Why is that so funny?
Hey, big dub to us, though, right now, because it's March Madness. Yeah. Duke's up 52-26, and we're in Euless at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. This is fantastic.
Double them up. Duke getting it done.
Man.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes,
NFL
sir.
News today coming up next. Wolchuk, what's in store?
Well, the Cowboys have lost another free agent. We've got latest NFL draft buzz and the Vikings' choice. That's next in the Nation.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.